Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 13th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:01. I'm Brent Allen. We've got a bit of sunshine out there this morning. Enjoy it because we do have rain in the forecast for tomorrow. Currently sitting at 44 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A 57-foot fishing boat remains stuck on Salmon Creek State Beach following another attempt to free the vessel that ran aground on Friday night. The Aleutian Storm appears capable of being refloated, but multiple attempts to pull it back out to sea by powerful tugboats from San Francisco during high tide have been unsuccessful. They will now explore offloading about 1,500 gallons of fuel before another attempt. With a new storm due in tomorrow, the window for moving the boat is closing. If it cannot be refloated, a plan to salvage the boat will be developed. A Santa Rosa preschool serving 42 students is being forced to close ahead of schedule due to staffing issues and a pending move to a new location. Storybook Village Preschool will shut down on March 15th, according to a report in the Press Democrat. This will allow the director and owner, Nicole Monticello, time to move the school from Maxwell Court to a new location on Montgomery Drive and focus on hiring to fill several vacancies. The relocation plans have been in the works since 2022. No exact reopening date has yet been set. Having failed to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas the first time, House Republicans are determined to try again. But it's not at all certain that today's scheduled do-over will produce a better tally. The evening vote is expected to be tight, even with the arrival of Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who has been away from Washington for cancer care. Former President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to extend the delay in his election interference trial and ultimately find him immune from prosecution or charges he plotted to overturn his 2020 election loss. His lawyers filed an emergency appeal with the court on Monday, just 4 days after the justices heard Trump's separate appeal to remain on the presidential ballot. Parts of the Northeast are preparing for a storm that's expected to dump a foot or more of snow and pack winds of 60 miles an hour in some areas. Hazardous driving conditions, school closings, and flight cancellations are predicted for when the storm hits today, along with possible power outages. New York City said it was switching classes to remote learning for schools and closing its buildings for the day. Boston schools will be closed. Non-essential Massachusetts state employees were told not to go to work today. The storm is expected to dump up to 15 inches of snow in many areas. And the Kennedy family disavowed a campaign ad from Robert Kennedy Jr. that ran during the Super Bowl on Sunday. The ad, created by American Values Super PAC, splices images of Kennedy Jr. into an ad that is very similar to the Kennedy for Me ad the Kennedy campaign ran in 1960. Kennedy's cousin, Bobby Shriver, says the rest of the family is appalled by the ad and pointed out that all Kennedy family members have endorsed President Biden. 8:05 at KZSC, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer David Duretti. Hello again, David. How are the roadways?
Good morning, Brent. Looking good out there. No crashes or incidents to report on. Heavy slowdowns northbound out of Rohnert Park, however. We're going to be backed up to Golf Course Drive as you head up into Santa Rosa. You'll be smooth sailing after hitting College Avenue. And yeah, otherwise we're looking good out there. Let's keep it up and drive safe from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
The 2024 presidential primary election is almost here, and the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters has made it easier and more convenient for you to vote. The Voters' Choice Act gives you more flexibility in choosing how, when, and where to cast your ballot. All active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Fill it out and drop it in the mail, or place it in an official ballot drop box located throughout Sonoma County. If you prefer to vote in person, vote centers will be open starting Saturday, February 24th, through Election Day, Tuesday, March 5th. All vote centers will have language assistance and accessible voting devices. Find official ballot drop box locations, vote center locations, and hours of operation in your voter information guide and on the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters website. Visit SoCoVotes.com. SoCoVotes.com. With more days and more ways to vote, you choose what works best for you.
Toyota's President's Day sales event ends Monday. Now is your chance to experience legendary Toyota reliability on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Save big with these President's Day deals. Right now, get $1,000 bonus cash when you lease a 2024 Camry. Or when you finance with Toyota, get $1,000 bonus cash on the all-new 2024 Grand Highlander gas model. Hurry in. Toyota's President's Day sales event ends Monday. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. It's due time for 10-3-4-24.
From the community calendar, the Sebastopol Community Market invites you to add a little decadence to your day and enjoy a complimentary sampling of chocolate, wine, and baked sweets while listening to music today from 4 to 6 p.m. You can even register to win a gift basket. In sports, there is fairly harsh criticism this morning of Niners coach Kyle Shanahan for not knowing or not coaching his players through the overtime process of the Super Bowl. Now, the rules are a little different for the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Both teams get to possess the ball. So most feel he should have elected to be on defense when they won the coin toss, not possessing the ball first. And your forecast today, areas of fog, then mainly sunny. A nice afternoon, upper 50s and low 60s. Tonight turning mainly cloudy with 40s. Tomorrow expect rain with 50s. We're expecting about a quarter of an inch. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Did you know that around 90% of the flowers sold at florists and supermarkets in the United States actually pass through Miami International Airport, arriving on hundreds of flights from South America? In fact, more than 18,000 tons of fresh-cut flowers have passed through Miami's airport since mid-January. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agricultural specialists have been busy checking the bundles of flowers to prevent the introduction of potentially harmful plant, pest, and foreign animal diseases from entering the country. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Boren Talon.
You're listening to the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
We were good. We were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. Things you don't understand. I can take my Started to cry, but then remembered
County's KZST. Well, up next, I will be looking for someone to do our weekly random act of kindness thanks to Redwood Credit Union. Call me in the studio, 707-284-1000.
Chris Rogers is the local choice to be our voice in Sacramento. While other candidates may have moved here to run for office, Chris Rogers was born here. He's starting his family here with his wife, Sarah, a local nurse. When the Tubbs fire devastated our community, Chris Rogers worked night and day to make sure our families were safe and that we could rebuild and return home. Chris Rogers held PG&E accountable and will continue to lead on lowering our insurance rates. Chris knows our local issues and works hard for us. That's why he's endorsed by Senator Mike McGuire, Congressman Mike Thompson, the Sierra Club, and hundreds of local elected and community leaders. As our next assembly member, Chris will always work hard for us. Join us and vote Chris Rogers on or before March 5th.
Learn more at chrisrogersforassembly.com. Paid for by Chris Rogers for Assembly 2024.
February is National Heart Month. Treat yourself, your heart, and your health by joining the Y. No matter your age, background, or ability, joining the Sonoma County YMCA offers you a chance to sweat, keep your heart beating strong, meet new friends, and explore new interests. Achieving greater health and well-being is all about taking small steps. Take your first one by joining the YMCA. Join today at scfymca.org. The Sonoma County Family YMCA on College Avenue in Santa Rosa.
All righty, it is time for Random Acts of Kindness, where I will tell you the task at hand, explain how to do it, and have you call me in the KZST studio to volunteer and execute it. My number, direct to the studio, 707-284-1000. Redwood Credit Union has made this possible by giving us the $100 bills to do these random acts. Thank you to RCU. Okay, here is the plan. Here's the plan. We are just one day away from Valentine's Day. To all those procrastinating men and women around Sonoma County, it is time to get your booty in gear and step up. You know who you are. Tomorrow's the day, the holiday of romance, and I love doing this every year. I need somebody to swing by the radio station to pick up the $100 and take it to a local chocolate store or pastry shop. Sift, Burton's, Rocky Mountain Chocolates, Fleur Sauvage, Eye Candy Chocolatier, Costco French Bakery, so many options in Sonoma County. Find that person just looking lost in desperate search of a great gift, a treat for their significant other. You can walk up to them, tell them, hey, I am sure you have done something nice for someone in your lifetime. Today is the day you are rewarded for that. This is a random act of kindness. Here's $100. And give it to them, and they can do what they like with it. They can up their sweet gift. They can add it to the money that they're going to buy. They can spread the wealth, share it with others in the store. It is up to them. So a fun thing for the holiday, if you would like to volunteer to do this week's random act of kindness for Valentine's Day, give me a call in the studio, 707-284-1000. This week, a sweet and love-inspired random act here on KZST. Call me 707-284-1000.
Something great. Go make mama said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting.
County's KZST. Well, the phones went nuts for that random act. Thank you to Karen Holtman of Windsor. She's going to do our Valentine's related random act of kindness today. Up next, let's do a little traffic. We'll say good morning to CHP officer David Dreddy in our Roanoke Park studio. How is that commute?
Good morning. We're looking good out there. No stalls or accidents to report on, but bumper-to-bumper traffic northbound out of Roanoke Park. We're backed up all the way to Golf Course Drive. And, yeah, you won't see any relief till all the way up to Steel Lane. So it's a slow go northbound. But otherwise, we're looking good. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZSD.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County? What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
Enjoy sweet savings for Valentine's Day at Raley's at Nob Hill. This week, make a romantic dinner at home with 100% sustainably sourced wild-caught cold water lobster tails for just $5.97 each. Our Something Extra members also get large packs of three or more Raley's USDA Choice Bone-In New York Steaks for only $5.97 a pound. Limit two packages when you clip your offer online at Raley's.com or in the Raley's app. Savings you can count on, in-store or online, only at Raley's and Nob Hill.
Experience the fusion of rock and dance hits with Wonder Bread 5 at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel Saturday, February 24th. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $25 with $10 free play the night of the show. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at twinpine.com. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience. Celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 and up with valid ID.
KZST.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I
hard to look right at your baby, but here's my number.
Point one KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. It is 8:25, 45 degrees, some fog, overcast skies, mid 50s today. And now a feature I call That's So Sonoma County, the Valentine Sex Tour at Safari West, where they will explore animal courtships from warthogs to rhinos with a discussion and a tour. The event is Saturday at the Animal Sanctuary, where you can unleash your wild side. The Valentine's Animal Sex Tour at Santa Rosa's Safari West. That's so Sonoma County.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away, and the only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe, it's watching over me, and suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing left to do, and baby, all we need is just to be caught up in the touch, the slow and steady rush. Baby, isn't that the way that love's supposed to be? I can feel you breathe. Just breathe. In a way I know my heart is waking up as all the walls come tumbling down. Closer than I've ever felt before, and I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now. It's me that way.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 13th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:29. I'm Brent Allen. We do have some pockets of fog, but a lot of sunshine out there and starting to warm up. We are all the way up to 45 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A sad scene in downtown Santa Rosa at the Central Library, where someone threw rocks through several windows on Friday night. Two front doors, a window behind their brightly painted Charlie Brown, and several other side doors and windows suffered damage. Some of the rocks were the size of a softball. The attack was captured on surveillance video. An unidentified bearded man was seen throwing the rocks. There is no estimate yet on the cost to repair all the damage or when it will be complete. The Santa Rosa Police Department is looking for your help in finding a missing man. 101-year-old William Gunther was last seen driving away from his residence on Montgomery Drive yesterday afternoon. He is 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing about 155 pounds with white hair. He was driving a Subaru Legacy with the license plate number 8CWR708. Police think he may have been headed to the Sonoma County coast. Anyone who sees him or has information